We're back at Thompson Bowling Arena. Tennessee wins at 94-85. We're joined courtside by the head coach of the Lady Vols, Pat Summitt. That means it's time for the Pat Summitt call-in show. We have a full bank of calls. And there you are. I was wondering where you were, Wendy. Wendy's got a microphone. If the people here in the arena have a question, just raise your hand and she'll find you. Coach Summitt, 94-85 the final. Your thoughts about tonight's basketball game?
Whole lot of offense, not much defense.
Probably a good game for a lot of people to watch if you're not coaching.
Great spectator game. Challenging game if you're coaching.
And plus you learned you can outscore some teams.
Well, we scored 89 on Saturday, 94 tonight. We may hit 100 at Mississippi State. I don't know how much we're going to give up, but let me say this. Really proud because obviously we came back out in the second half. I thought Alexis really set the tone, was aggressive, attacked the glass. Then we went on a little turnover spree and a little quick shooting. Then we settled back down. And the one thing that I said that this team did tonight as well, probably the best we have all year, is we got the ball inside. And that's what we needed to do. I mean, we're playing against really most of the second half, four guards and a post player. So I thought our commitment to get the ball inside and I thought Candace Parker stepped up huge. I think the two players that really brought an awful lot of good things to our team offensively at a key time was Spencer and Parker. But they're really, really good.
I want to ask you one question, then we'll go to the phones. In the first half, Alexis Hornbuckle didn't shoot the ball well. And I noticed when the second half warm-ups were finished, you pulled her over to the side. She immediately came out and hit back-to-back buckets to start the second half. Now, a lot of players would have quit shooting. Did you tell her anything about her shooting?
I just told her she had to attack the paint. And, I mean, she attacked the glass. She did a great job. I said, you got to get inside and you got to be on balance. I thought she took some off-balance shots, trying a little bit too hard in the first half to make something happen. Just let the game come to you. If you're taking the ball inside, be on balance and get inside the paint. Obviously, very concerned about our transition defense and our one-on-one defense, and obviously our turnovers. You know, I just thought we had some careless turnovers, and you turn the ball over against Georgia, it's a layup. I mean, they have one of the quickest perimeter games in the country, not just the conference, but in the country. And when we coughed up the basketball, it was costly. So those are really three things that we addressed. And we had a lot of people not rebound at halftime. I don't think Candace even had a board at halftime. And
I think, the best I can remember. One.
Well, maybe, but not enough. And so obviously we talked about rebounding as well.
Well, thanks. Keep on winning and keep them all healthy. Well,
thank you.
All right, Emily, thanks for your phone call. Let's go back to Wendy.
This is Libby from Rhode Island.
Hi. When Shauna was losing the ball rather frequently there, was she just distracted or were the other players that much quicker? From my vantage point, I really couldn't tell.
I had a great view.
It was right in front of
me. It was right in front of me. Well, obviously, George is very aggressive, and they really, I thought they got into her a lot. I thought it was very physical contact, but that's really uncharacteristic of Shauna because she is a tough-minded player, but obviously she didn't match their physical play and intensity.
Yeah, and there in the second half, and that's a good observation because they did the same thing there in one little stretch when Sid had the ball,
and when Lindsey Moss
had the ball.
The last thing I said to Lindsey, they're going to come after the ball, take care of the ball, and I understand she's a freshman and she hasn't played in that kind of environment with players this quick, but Shauna has. And you know, that to me shouldn't have happened, and I think she'll learn from it. But I told them, when you're winning, you have to be very disciplined to get better at the things you need to get better at. And you shouldn't have to take a loss to really understand the pain of it. And I think the pain is really bothering the coaches right now. I mean, it's pretty painful to watch. And it has to become a priority for this basketball team. And we're going to watch it. We're going to watch every three that we gave up in our film session tomorrow. We're going to watch every time we got beat one-on-one. And then they have to take ownership. This team has to take ownership of their defense. And when that happens, It's amazing how much better it can get in just a matter of one or two practices.
And there has been times this year so far that this team has shown that they can play defense.
Oh, absolutely. Correct?
Both man-to-man and the zone.
I mean, at times we've been really, really tough defensively, especially down the stretch. You know, I thought against Notre Dame down the stretch, we were really, really good at both ends of the floor. And they understand that. I thought the same thing, that when we had to come from behind to beat Maryland, I thought we really played some of our best defense. And they had some good three-point shooters as well. And we had to really stretch out our defense. So we've got it in us. And I think we just have to, we have to step up. We have to have better leadership at a time like that. It's exactly what I told Shauna after the game. We have to have some people step up and take the lead role of making sure that we're correcting our mistakes on the floor.
All right, Pat, good win.
Thank you. Great win, great crowd.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.